point yourself in the direction of Monday, August the 5th, 2013, and you will have found your way to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I didn't hear Kenny stirring around there, but I'm
stir.
Guessing it's time for him to stir along with me stirring in this hour. Conversation about a lot of things that have taken place this past weekend on some of the News Talk radio stations, News Talk television stations. Some of the sports radio stations and television stations, because A-Rod seems to be on everybody's mind, Kenny. The case against Alex Rodriguez will come to a head today, probably. He's accused of using performance-enhancing drugs. I want to know what the drugs are. Is it just steroids, or is there something else that's more potent, more powerful, more problematic come out of this Biogenesis clinic in South Florida? And who goes in there? What is this clinic supposed to be doing? Are they serving these cocktails to everybody? And if that's the case, why are they open? If the police and all the authorities know that they're selling these illegal drugs, what's the deal?
They've been closed down.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. Oh.
All right, so I'm not a big follower of sports, so thank you for that. So, speculation has A-Rod being suspended for the rest of the season, all of next season, and possibly into the season after that. The rumor is that he had been negotiating with Major League Baseball in an effort to avoid a lifetime ban. So, doesn't seem to me he's got a very strong case. How does he negotiate from a position of weakness?
Because he is so arrogant.
Oh.
That's it. He said that, the rumor is behind closed doors that he said that he would go quietly if they would give him a suspension of this year and possibly next year. But he's trying to avoid the lifetime ban so he can collect on his contract.
Well, do they pay him if he's not playing?
If he's suspended and it's during the course of his contract, I believe that he still has to be paid by the Yankees. Right.
So the Yankees are in favor of them. So A-Rod's talking to Major League Baseball. What are the Yankees saying? What's the ownership of the Yankees saying about paying him for not being there? The old saying, all publicity is good, doesn't make any difference. Is this good publicity, bad publicity for them, or does it matter to the Yankees?
I'm sure it matters to the Yankees. It looks like he actually he won't get paid during the suspension, but his contract is still valid, so he'll get paid once the suspension is over.
So when his contract be extended for a period of time
equals that.
Okay. Are they just happy to get rid of him?
I'm sure at this point. I mean, he's still a draw.
He is.
People love to hate him now.
Mm-hmm.
So when he goes
out on the field, everybody boos. Is that it?
Well, he's been out all season recovering from surgery. He's actually, today is the first day he's supposed to be back. and the Yankees have him in the lineup for today's game.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens, of course. Bud Selig is supposed to drop the bomb today. Hmm. So if there are I think two main counts. And if it's just one count of using the performance enhancing drugs, then he could lodge an appeal, and that way he would be allowed to play.
Really?
But there's another count. I think it's about about him trying to circumvent the investigation,
mm-hmm.
and that would take him right out.
Mm. All right, so A-Rod, the Yankees, baseball, the major league point here is that illegal steroids were used. This has been a charge that's been leveled. I always mention Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, but there are plenty of others who have been accused of this. What do they do with them? They all played and then they went home.
Well, some of them did. Some of them got caught and got in trouble. And Major League Baseball is really trying to crack down on this. And most of the players are behind Major League Baseball now. It used to be that sort of a don't ask, don't tell kind of thing. It was the players against everyone else. But a lot of them are getting tired of them making all the athletes look bad, and of these guys who are obviously using steroids or whatever else and taking the records and then lying about it up until the point where they say we've got the evidence. And then, like Ryan Braun did a couple weeks ago, he was adamant that he never used anything until they said, well, we've got all this evidence. And he said, oh, okay, sorry.
Right, yeah. Adios. All right. So that's the backgrounder. A-Rod publicly denying all the accusations. Comes to the Yankees today after the hip surgery, as Kenny just explained. So where are you in all of this? 888-302-3684 is the dial-in line for the Good Day program. Email to doug@dougstefan.com or to ken@dougstefan.com, or use our facebook.com connection, which is /Good Day Show, and the Twitter account is @Good Day Show. What do you have working with our group and with everybody in general on A-Rod, Kenny? What do you see that looks like something unusual or not?
Eric says, not sure when A-Rod's suspension will be announced, but if they could do it in a way where he's led off the field in handcuffs, that'd be great.
That's a cynic for you. That's not quite the way they operate, though, right? There's no reason for handcuffs, but he's obviously, there'd be a lot of Red Sox fans that think this is cool. I already, you know, there's such animosity between the Red Sox and, or at least the fans. I think that the players are the players. They're there to win, collect their pay, and that's pretty much it. So, all right, so we'll get to some of the excerpts from various programs on this. If you're interested in A-Rod, then you'll be happy to hear what has been the discussion point. Instead of disliking A-Rod, you want to dislike Mr. Snowden, we have a little of that info. If you want to, if you're not happy with Congress, then we'll have some stuff we can throw at them. You don't like the president? We got a little. Got something for everybody here. 888-302-3684 on the Monday Good Day program.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil.
You look great.
You too. Proper.
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Aren't they? They are at the Yankees headquarters, very interested in this, as you can imagine. Let's get to some of the comments from various people on the radio over the weekend. Let's see, Evan, let's go to Cut 55. Here's host Ed Randell talking to sports analyst John Heyman about the deal that Alex is trying to put together.
You report today that Alex Rodriguez reached out to both Major League Baseball and the Yankees yesterday, looking to make a deal. What was he looking for?
Well, he'd like to have a meeting. That's what he said. He said come to a meeting. He wanted to have a meeting. My understanding is that he's willing to take 100 games penalty and then walk away. That's what I heard. Walk away. Of course, if he walked away, he wouldn't get paid because if you retire, you don't get paid. You got to try to play, and then you'll deal with the insurance later if you can't play. But my understanding is, for a long time, he'd been saying that he deserved less than Braun since he hasn't failed a non-survey test and should be grouped in with the others who are going to be banned for 50 games. But as it stands now, the 214-game ban through next year looms. Can he try to go in and take responsibility and say, I'll agree and sign me up? And, yeah, I guess there's a chance that he could do that at the 11th hour and get a little bit less than the 214 games, which would probably be a wise thing to do because gets out an appeal, there'll be more negativity dragging through, and I'm not sure what his chances are to lessen it under appeal.
He's striking a much different tone, John, than the defiance he exhibited on Friday night after the game in Trenton.
Sure. Well, people are different in private than they are in public. I kept hearing different people who talked to A-Rod's camp, as they call it, A-Rod's camp.
Ever-growing camp.
Yeah, A-Rod's camp, yes. He does have many lawyers and PR people, but I saw somebody on one of the other networks, A-Rod's camp, says he will not take a deal. He's not interested. Because the reason they do that is because they want to create the public perception, for now at least, that he's innocent. If you're willing to take a deal, then you are admitting that you're really not quite so innocent. So anyway, that was all a bunch of baloney. He's wanting to take a deal, but I think he should come in and take responsibility.
How about you? What do you think ought to be the case here? The Yankees going into Chicago, Rodriguez expected to make his season debut despite the suspension. All indications are that Rodriguez will be suspended about noontime today, along with the other players. Nobody else is talking about. Who are the other players, Kenny? Do you know?
I don't know. Yeah. He's definitely the highest profile.
Nelson Cruz and Everett Cabrera.
Nelson
and
Cruz
are the big ones.
All right, okay. So, a little bit more on this as we move forward here on Good Day. 21 after the hour now.
Lazuski Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Today is the anniversary of the first American Bandstand being aired on WFIL TV Channel 6 in Philadelphia. It was the first show for the handsome young disc jockey from Utica, New York, named Dick Clark. The last show hosted by Bob Horn, who was the original host, but when he was sick one day, Dick Clark appeared on the show, and that was it for Mr. Horn. In the annals of history, who knows a disc jockey named Bob Horn versus who doesn't know a disc jockey named Dick Clark, whose career lasted, from 1957 until 2007. So as a 50-year career, actually being on the air at some point in the career, it really became obvious this guy really knew what he was doing. So hats off, tip of the hat to American Bandstand and to Dick Clark as we move along here on the Good Day program, talking about Alex Rodriguez and what's going on with him. On Meet the Press yesterday, David Gregory talked to Bob Costas about all this.
This is about Biogenesis and a second round of steroid use for Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, and they feel, they being baseball, feel that they have such abundant evidence against him that they can make the case stand up. Ryan Braun was already suspended for 65 games. There were few players more defiant than Ryan Braun, who got off the first time on a technicality. But when presented with the evidence that baseball had, he settled. For whatever reason, and there may be financial reasons protecting the remainder of his contract, other issues involved, also just personal pride, because A-Rod is a different sort of individual in terms of how he views himself and his possible legacy in the game. For whatever reason, they being A-Rod's camp and baseball, have not been able to reach any kind of settlement. So Selig is going to go ahead and suspend him. And the key is he's going to suspend him on two counts, under the joint drug agreement, but also under the overall collective bargaining agreement and the so-called integrity of the game clause. And the reason why that's significant is that on the first, if he or any other player, like let's say Nelson Cruz of the Texas Rangers, who leads them in RBIs and is expected to be suspended as well, any player could appeal and remain on the field pending the outcome of the appeal if they're just suspended under the drug agreement. But if you're suspended under the best interest of baseball clause, you can still appeal, but you're off the field and cannot play while that appeal is being adjudicated. And baseball apparently wants to make sure that A-Rod doesn't play until this thing is completely shut.
The cover of Sports Illustrated this week, as people have read it, the last days of A-Rod. You know, I wanted to talk about this not just as a lifelong baseball fan, of course, but also because this is a major American institution dealing with cynicism. skepticism, dealing with a sense of loss in terms of trust of heroes for young people. And yet, as I've talked to you about it this week, you've been struck by the culture among the players and how that has changed, that has led to discussion of a lifetime ban by baseball, which is so significant.
Yeah, this is a positive, in my view, this is a positive turning point. I mean, it's not good that many players, including star players, are involved in ongoing performance-enhancing drug use. But it's very clear that baseball is serious about this. They may have gotten religion on it late, but once they did, they got serious about it. They're showing no favoritism. A guy like Ryan Braun was a very, very popular player in the home city of the Commissioner of Baseball. A-Rod, one of the game's biggest stars. They'll go after anybody who either fails a drug test or where other evidence, like in the Biogenesis case, indicates that they may be guilty. And not only is baseball itself putting pressure on these players, but now the pressure comes from within. Even the players who didn't use a decade ago, there was kind of this code of silence. No one said anything. And the leaders of the Players Association were complicit in taking the game down the drain, corrupting both contemporary competition and the record books in the sport where records and comparisons across the generations matter most. Now you have players saying, outspoken about it, we want Ryan Braun to receive a more significant penalty. We're behind these punishments. And in fact,
love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market.
3, 2, 1.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it? Of course you would. The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. To leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour, all you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Tickets, you hold on to them. Well, I guess after the drawing Saturday, you're going to start all over again, right? After each drawing?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So the Powerball jackpot is now $400 million. No ticket matched all six numbers in the Saturday drawing. Winning numbers were 21, 24, 36, 42, 45. Powerball is 15. Next Powerball drawing is Wednesday, being played in 43 states. Remember the lady from Florida who was a worker at the public supermarket where the ticket was sold? Took home $590 million. Gloria McKenzie, who was, she was, yeah, she was 84 years old. I just see something about her putting a new roof on somebody's house.
On a school in Maine.
On a school. Oh, okay. Why Maine? Is she from Maine originally?
I don't know if she's from Maine or if it was a friend had told her about it.
Yeah. She took the cash, right?
Yes.
Which would have been, after taxes, about 290-something million. I think why don't more people take it over the 20 years? You get more money that way.
Well, it's the value of the money. You get it all right now. It ends up being worth more than having it spread out over 20 years.
All right, some people in the news here. Simon Cowell, the baby mania, the lady who is the mother of the child and her husband are in a war of words over the situation that now exists. Apparently, the wife says the husband knew all about the relationship with Simon, never had an issue with it because he was partying with other women. Insiders on the husband's side say that's not true, and he's furious that the stories are leaking about this in a desperate attempt to smear him. Simon actually dumped Lauren 6 months ago before he knew she was pregnant. They split up. The next thing you know, he gets a phone call from her. Guess what? Hello?
Surprise.
Anyway, he's going to stand by her during the pregnancy. That's sweet. Ellen DeGeneres is going to host the Oscars again. She was confirmed as the host of the 86th Annual Academy Awards next March 2nd. She did it 7 years ago, 2000, it will be 7 years, 6 years ago, but 2007, so from 2014, my math tells me that was 7 years ago, and Jennifer Lopez is going back to American Idol. All right, anybody have any questions? Call Ken. 888-302-3684. We've had our time with A-Rod. Now let's get to Mr. Snowden, the discussion of what's going on with him and Bradley Manning was hot as we listened to some of the television news programs on Sunday and the radio programs that are talking about the issues. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Congressman Justin Amash and former NSA Director General Michael Hayden about Russia giving asylum to Mr. Snowden.
Russia granting temporary asylum to the NSA leaker Edward Snowden. When he gives up secrets to other countries about information, programs that have been approved by the president, approved by Congress, approved and overseen by the courts, is he a whistleblower? Because you've suggested he is. Is he a whistleblower or a traitor?
Well, we don't know all the facts about what he's doing overseas and what kind of information he's given up. But I certainly think that without his doing what he did, members of Congress would not have really known about it. There's allegations that this information was given to Congress. Of course, Congress passed the Patriot Act. They passed the FISA Amendments Act. But members of Congress were not really aware, on the whole, about what these programs were being used for, the extent to which they were being used. Members of the Intelligence Committee were told, but members who are rank-and-file members really didn't have the information.
So you can still consider him a whistleblower?
Yes.
Because?
Well, he can...
I mean, he had signed an oath, he had said he wasn't going to give up these secrets, and he gave up the secrets.
Yeah. As I said, he may be doing things overseas that we would find problematic, that we would find dangerous. We'll find those facts out over time. But as far as Congress is concerned, sure, he's a whistleblower. He told us what we needed to know.
General Hayden, it isn't just Congressman Amash. According to a new poll, 55% of Americans now regard Edward Snowden as a whistleblower, not as a traitor. Couple of questions. One, are they wrong? And secondly, in your mind, how tough should President Obama get with Russia, get with Vladimir Putin, now that they have given Snowden temporary asylum?
Yeah, well, first of all, Chris, put me in the 45% in that poll who does not believe he's a whistleblower at all. Look, a whistleblower is someone who raises concerns within our government in order to affect change. There is no evidence whatsoever that this young man warned anyone. Went to his supervisor, his supervisor's boss, even went to the congressman. No evidence of that whatsoever. What he did was go to Glenn Greenwald and some other news outlets and publish information that he may, in his own conscience, believe we need to be concerned about. But what he did was not tell the appropriate authorities. He told the world, including our enemies, and he's made it more difficult for our security services to keep America safe. Now, with regard to the Russians, I think I agree with the senator from New York. It's a bit of a slap in the face. I know the administration is reconsidering the visit in Moscow after the G20 with President Putin. Frankly, I don't think President Obama should go, and maybe it just betrays my own personal background, Chris, but I think it's a jump ball whether he should go to St. Petersburg for the G20 at all.
All right, so there are a couple of different points of view on the situation, Mr. Snowden. I want to talk about Bradley Manning in a moment, but let's first listen to talk host Jason Rantz, who's talking here to Congressman Adam Smith of Washington about the extradition battle over Snowden.
What do you think went wrong in our talks to bring him back to the United States? Was this even something that we could have won?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, we've had, you know, extradition battles with Russia before. I mean, we've had people here that we've arrested, that they've asked to be extradited. We haven't done. I don't think it's terribly surprising. I mean, I don't think Russia has firmly decided if they're going to permanently keep him. As I understand, it's a one-year asylum. I think it's a huge surprise that we were not able to win that battle.
It sort of highlights the difficulties in negotiating with Vladimir Putin, doesn't it? Is he someone that we can actually negotiate negotiate with? Is he...
Well, yes, we can negotiate with him. It just depends on the issue. I mean, Russia has been enormously helpful in Afghanistan mm-hmm. in terms of helping us get equipment in and out. We continue to work with them on anti-nuclear proliferation issues. When it came to, you know, Libya, Russia was, you know, was at least quiet. I mean, there's a number of different areas, you know, where we have been able to work with them. There's some where we can't. I mean, look, the simple nature of the world is, you know, one country cannot just sort of beat its chest and tell another country what it ought to do. It's a complex diplomatic effort, negotiations, and work. And Russia's a difficult partner. I mean, Russia, I mean, part of what they want is they want to be seen as a power in and of themselves. And to the extent that they simply do what the USA wants, they see that as undercutting their independence and their claim to, you know, global power status. Putin in particular, I think, has that outlook. So whatever the issue is that we're negotiating, it's always going to be difficult with Russia because of that outlook.
What was the media coverage that this particular incident caused? Did that make it more difficult for us to actually deal with Putin in this case? Because as you said, he doesn't really want to be seen as capitulating to the United States. Yeah. We've got every single network and every single state and every single channel covering this.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the more public something is, you know, the more difficult it is. I mean, I mentioned the cooperation on Afghanistan. Most people are unaware of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that gets reported quite as often. So, yes, the more public something is. I mean, that's the difficulty with the information age. You know, quiet negotiations are no longer possible. There is no such thing as being able to, you know, behind the scenes quietly sit down with leaders on major issues. It's always going to be public.
888-302-3684. Now, over on the other side, State Department official set to testify today, Kenny, about how much Soldier Bradley Manning's leaks of all this information to WikiLeaks hurt ties between Washington and our allies. Judge Colonel Denise Lind found Mr. Manning guilty of 19 counts related to the leaks. Manning was found not guilty of aiding the enemy. Sentencing phase started last week, set to resume today, and will last until probably the end of the week, it looks like. Military prosecutors are expected to call Patrick Kennedy, a veteran State Department official who was part of the Information Review Task Force set up in the wake of the leak to assess the damage. So what is it that a lot of people listening to programs like this have to say, or what do they think about Mr. Manning at this point? Now that we're into this other phase, what should happen to him? You'll hear sort of a montage of some of your best work coming up here on Good Day.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, #abolishmonarchy, #guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I with you over viewing some of the issues of the day, the events, the conversation, the information from the weekend, and the focus on Bradley Manning along with Edward Snowden, something that's captured a lot of attention for quite a long time. So as a result of that, we've taken a sort of large group of talk radio callers from either your calls into here at 888-302-DOUG or some of the calls we monitor by listening to some of these programs around the country. And here is what a lot of people have had to say about Bradley Manning in the last week or so.
I am just appalled that we have a group of young men in this country that sign up, they take an oath to protect this country, and then they turn around and they give our secrets out to folks, and people die on the other end of that. I served 26 years in the military, and I didn't, you know, we had the Walkers maybe in my time, but, you know, this Snowden, this Bradley Manning, people die when stuff like this happens, you know. Giving out embassy secrets, collateral damage, it happens during war. But those are American secrets, and it's not up to some private or some low-level individual to take up the flag and give away our nation's secrets. That's wrong, and I don't think it speaks well for that generation of young kids. I don't think it sets the right example that we should be setting and seeing of our country. And, our freedoms were paid for in blood. They're paid for in blood by our forefathers, our grandfathers, and for these kids to give this stuff away is just, it's just horrible. And for me, they're traitors, and they should be punished as such.
I think that Bradley and, that Manning and Snowden deserve a minimum sentence of 20 years. That should be the very minimum. We can't have a military if this is going to, we cannot defend this country. If we are going to make heroes out of traitors, it just doesn't make sense. 20 years should be the minimum. There should be no chance of parole under 20 years. I think that both of them deserve more than 20 years.
All right. So a couple of different points of view on Snowden and Bradley Manning. And how does that square with your thoughts on it? 888-302-3684. You know there's been a lot of conversation over the weekend about these U.S. embassies and consulates across the Middle East and North Africa that would be closed over the weekend. And apparently they're going to stay closed through next weekend because of the quote-unquote unspecified terror threats. So a lot of activity, a lot of listening posts are interested in the connection to Al-Qaeda. Other countries that are affected by this, Britain, Germany, and France, taking action with their own embassies as well. So that's that story. Obamacare, woohoo, up next as we converse here on Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of celebrating in Washington this week because Congress is on vacation. Okay, so that's all we have to say. August recess. See you later, alligator. When your legs are somewhat straighter. The focus on Obamacare. Americans are trying to grapple with all this. We've been talking about this for so long. It's annoying. The discussion and the changes and the lies, deceit that's come out of this is pretty nauseating. So anyway, having said that, before we get to a call or two or three on this at 888-302-3684, because I'm sure there are a lot of you who want to be heard as this thing goes on and on and on and on, host Don Russell in one of the programs at Kennedy Monitor talked to Anna Bevan Gravely from Americans for Prosperity about the vote in the House on Friday to repeal the president's health care plan.
Just to put an exclamation point on things and to make it an even 40, the House voted to dismantle Obamacare before they recessed. But once again, an exercise in futility. But now there is some research or at least information about how this is going to affect everybody's family doctor. Is that correct?
Correct. We've launched two ads, and both ads feature stories from patients and then doctors who are concerned that government involvement is going to be detrimental to patient care. And we've highlighted our website, ObamacareRiskFactors.com, that actually does point to that research. You can go online and find out what your individual risks are and what they may be under this new law.
Now, what is the AMA? The AMA overall endorses this, don't they?
Yes. It's There are just a lot of questions that that need to be answered, and at Americans for Prosperity, we are pointing to that. We are pointing to the questions and starting conversations about it.
What's the most significant aspect of people's lives? What do you think is going to be impacted the most if everything in the Affordable Care Act is enacted?
I think that there's a huge patient care issue. A lot of patients are unsure whether they're going to be able to keep their doctor as is. The longer lines, delayed care, families will get left behind, fewer benefits. There's just, it's hard to really say what's going to actually happen. We're still looking at an implementation time of 2014. And there are a lot of concerns, and that government involvement in healthcare is going to be detrimental.
Really, you think? Duh. I'm not sure that there's a lot of heavy lifting involved in figuring that out. So as a result of that, here are a couple of talk radio folks, listeners who want to be heard in this ongoing debate over Obamacare.
I'm recently retired, and I retired in 2011 from 30 years working for the local government. My mother fell 6 months later and fractured her neck, and I became her advocate. And if getting the information about the health care program is anything like getting Medicare, it's not available soon enough. They require you to have a computer. They assume that you have a computer or that you can use a computer. And then the people that I use, it turns out they didn't know what they were talking about. And now I'm having major issues with going through the Internet and trying to get the information for the Medicare. And if it's an example of how the Obamacare stuff is going to be, there's just not enough time, and it's not readily available in a format that everybody can use.
I used to be offended by the name Obamacare until Obama said he liked it because he cares. And it's just a huge... Republicans are so afraid that just like Medicare, people will begin the program, they'll find out how great it is, and they won't want it, you know, they will want more of it, because we should have gone single payer all the way, and I sort of understand, but Obamacare is better than what we have, and if the Republicans have no option, they, you know, if they want to repeal it 38 times, but they offer no substitution, no way forward.
All right, so there it is, a conversation.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.